5 Gemini, image, generation, mistakes, killing your art. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm your host, Alex. And I'm your co-host, Jordan. Today, we've got something really cool lined up. We're diving into the world of Gemini image generation and some common pitfalls that could be sabotaging your art. That's right. I've been noticing a lot of creators out there getting frustrated with their outputs. They seem to treat Gemini like a magic slot machine, just hoping for that jackpot image without really understanding how to make it work for them. Oh, wow. That's actually really interesting. So you're saying there's a bit more strategy involved? Alex, exactly. Today we're going to break down the 5 biggest mistakes people make when using Gemini for image generation. I can't wait to hear these. What's the first mistake? Well, the first big one is definitely about how people structure their prompts. A lot of users are just way too vague. You know, they'll type something like cool cyberpunk city, hit enter, and expect something amazing to pop up. Right? And then what do they usually get? Most of the time, they end up with the same old neon purple rainy street that everyone else has. Reddit users often describe these outputs as too generic or Pinterest-ish. When you don't give specific instructions on style or composition, the AI defaults to the average, and let's be honest, the average is usually pretty boring. So if I'm getting this right, it's kind of like asking a mechanic to fix your car. If you just say it's making a noise, that's not super helpful, is it? Exactly. You need to get specific. Instead of dog playing poker, you could say oil painting of a bulldog playing poker, dramatic chiaroscuro lighting, heavy brush strokes. The more detail you provide, the better the final image. That's such a good point. And I imagine it saves a lot of time in the long run too, right? Absolutely. And here's a pro tip. If you're having trouble thinking of descriptive words, try using tools like Perplexity to brainstorm before you dive into Gemini. It helps to have that vocabulary ready to go. Nice. What's the second mistake? The second one is a biggie. Aspect ratios. I can't tell you how many decent portraits I've seen where the head gets chopped off. No way. Why does that happen? It's because people forget to specify the aspect ratio. By default, Gemini often gives you a square or slight rectangle. If you need something like a 16:9 for a video or a 9:16 for Instagram, you've got to say that up front. So it's a simple fix that can save a lot of heartache later on. Exactly. Just make it a habit to include the aspect ratio in your prompts every time. It can make a world of difference. I can see that. What's the third mistake you're seeing? The third mistake is related to resolution. Many users think their images look fine on screens, but then they print them and surprise, they're blurry. Oh, that's frustrating. Why does that happen? Well, screen resolution and print resolution are different beasts. Most AI generators, including Gemini, output at a resolution that's great for screens but not for high-quality prints. You can't just send the raw file to a printer. It's going to look pixelated. So what should people do if they want to print their art? You need to upscale your images properly before printing. Skipping that step is a surefire way to end up disappointed. Got it. What's next on the list? The fourth mistake is about consistency and style. If you're working on a comic book or a series of marketing assets, you want your characters to look the same across all images, right? But Gemini can produce different styles each time. That makes sense. How can creators tackle that issue? A lot of brands have found success by using a mix of Gemini prompts and Photoshop for post-processing. They get the AI to do about 80% of the work, then tweak colors and logos manually. The key is to have a human in the loop to check and adjust the final output. So it's not just about generating and hitting publish. It's also about refining.
Alec?
Exactly. A children's book author I know was able to cut their illustration time from 14 months to just 5 months using this hybrid approach. That's incredible. All right, we've reached the fifth mistake, right? Yes, the fifth mistake is comparing Gemini to its competition without understanding its strengths. While Gemini is great for quick outputs and brainstorming, tools like Midjourney shine for artistic textures, And DALL-E 3 is better for complex instructions. So it really depends on what you need. Exactly. I usually turn to Gemini when I need something quick, but for final high-end art pieces, I might lean towards other tools or use Gemini as a base and paint over it. Wow, I feel like I've learned so much today. So to summarize, it's all about specificity in prompts, remembering aspect ratios, properly managing resolution, ensuring style consistency, and knowing which tool to use for the job. You nailed it. These mistakes can really hold back your creative potential. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.